This nigga.
Long time no see.
Hello, Karen.
How are you doing?
I'm really good.
A whole month without seeing your lovely face.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I can imagine it's been really hard for both of us.
Yes, it has. What have you been up to? Lots. I know you've been doing so many projects.
Lots of stuff.
You had your own gig on my birthday.
I think I did. Yeah. At Whammy, that was good. That was me remembering how to put a gig on.
Yes.
It went well. I bled all over everything.
You bled all over everything?
Yeah, it was very rock and roll, trust me.
What do you mean? Actually, literally?
Well, I can't strum a guitar. Like, I know I'm meant to be able to play guitar, but I can't strum it without my finger getting in the way and doing a little bit of the work of the pick. And so if I get overexcited, then this was the first song. Break after the first song, I said, does anybody in the audience have a plaster? And I knew a few of them were baristas. I was like, you should have a couple of those blue plasters.
They should have had, they would have had some sort of kit, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So it was messy, but I think that's what we want from our rock gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mess.
Yeah, and how was your break, Karen?
Yeah, it was good. I've been doing some writing, so very quiet.
Oh, good to hear you've been doing some writing, though.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, not the irony, but like what would always happen to anybody who wants to get some big writing done is, oh, I got a whole month off and then life gets in the way. But that didn't
happens
happen.
As well. That does happen, yeah. Yeah, that can occur.
Are you working on a new book?
I am working on a new book, yeah. So what about you? What are you working on this week?
Oh, my God. I'm working on... I actually, with Demo Gods, managed to snag a Demo God that I was just almost too shy or too, you know, not idealistic enough to even ask. But I have a Demo God who I've been wanting to do since the inception of Demo Gods. So I feel very lucky.
And
that Demo God is Amamelia.
Oh, okay. Very good. And Amamelia, based in Nam, in Melbourne.
Based in Nam. So that was another barrier to it.
Yes.
I've known Amelia for, I don't know, 10 years now, on and off. And I saw that she was playing a show here to celebrate her latest album, The Joy of Living.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know...
Did you go?
I did. It was great. It was brilliant.
There were three bands on that night, weren't there?
Yeah, Samara Alofa.
That's
and...
Right. They looked great. The lineup looked good. So it was a good night.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very good. And so I just said, if you're around for a week, do you want to come and write a song in the van? And she said, yeah, absolutely. So that's great. And yeah, I'm not sure she...
That was a good score.
It was.
On that night?
Yeah. No. I do this thing. I kind of like inception people. You tell them, you sort of drop in a conversation that's
what?
The show that you do.
You inception them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember that movie, Inception? It was that Christopher Nolan movie, and they go into people's dreams, and then they like they plant an idea, and then the person wakes up, and they think they've come up with the idea themselves. That was the whole plot of Inception. Not that hard to understand, folks. Are you texting now?
No.
Oh, you're looking up Inception.
Not the movie. I'm just thinking, can you use that?
I incepted. Amelia, I said, I've got this show on BFM. And then later on, I was like, well, do you want to do it? So they know what it is first. And then they get to sort of stew subconsciously with that. And then later on, you kind of...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, she very kindly... I mean, she had a week here and she was just meant to be holidaying, I do believe, after the album release. And it's a great album, by the way. We're going to listen to a song from it. But we're also going to dive deep into her back catalogue and some bands she's been in as well. But, yeah, so I brought her over to the... I picked her up on the shore and we drove to Mount Albert, to my place. We wrenched that van door open and... We had
some
very,
WD-40.
We do need some WD-40. That's true. But there were a few assumptions that I thought, this is interesting because you don't want
inceptions.
You don't, a few, there were a few inceptions actually. No, but I'm, you know, you don't want to talk about the session too much because next week, of course, we want to go over what the session was. For anybody at home.
So you've got the jump on the Demo Gods. You've already got one in the can.
I've already got two in the can.
Oh, good.
I've got two in the can, and
they're
both
organized. You are.
They're both from non-Tamaki artists. Well, I guess you'd call Amelia, you know, a native. But
okay, mind officially blown by your organizational skills.
Yeah, give me a month off. No. But I don't want to give away too much because obviously Amelia we want to get her on the Zoom hopefully
on
next week.
Zoom. Oh no.
And we should explain to everybody at home what Demo Gods is, just in case you've forgotten. Every 2 weeks I write a song with a different local artist, and it's all based on a list of prompts. We choose one prompt from a list that Karen's written.
Yeah, we want a whole nother list, huh?
Yeah, we want a whole nother list, Karen. You better get your homework done.
Okay.
And then we write a song in a day, usually in about 3 or 4 hours. I mix it or they mix it, and then we present it the next week. And so next week we're going to be hearing me and Amelia's song. Genre-wise, it's not what you might expect from Amelia's last 3 albums. But I think that kind of speaks to the fact that Amelia's like kind of an old-school pop girly in some ways. There's this sort of, I don't know, maybe it's a little 60s, this one that we've done. There's a tambourine. Yes.
you play that?
I did, actually. I played the tambourine sample quite badly. And then we know, now we're getting into dangerous territory,
aren't
we?
All right. Okay. So
back to Amelia and who she is.
Amelia is the stage name, if you like, but it's Amelia is the backstage name.
The backstage name, yeah.
Okay, let's play a track. So you want to go into the back catalogue?
Yep,
no, or some early band.
I would like to start with Polyester.
Okay.
Which is Amelia's one of the bands that she was in about a decade ago. She was playing keyboards and percussion, but she produced this album as well, and I want to play a song off it.
Okay, I will play it for you then.
Very good.
Strange Emotion.
Hit the play.
I've hit the play.
Thank you.
That's Polyester, Strange Emotion, and Emma Amelia.
Yeah, from their self-titled debut.
Will be our demo god next Saturday morning, and the demo's been... Have you mixed it yet?
No, it's still got to be mixed.
Okay.
We actually did it in Ableton, which is not a program that I'm overly familiar with, so that'll be interesting for me.
Ableton, I imagine, to the uninitiated, can be quite something to have to learn.
It's interesting. I don't want to bore everybody with the details, but it's got a few quirks to it which make it a really cool program, but a little complicated.
And what was the prompt, by the way, that Amelia chose?
The Fine Art of Restraint.
That's great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And we used it in the lyrics as well. You might notice, speaking of lyrics, Amelia was like, I'm not going to sing. That's one of my conditions for doing the demo god, which is absolutely cool and fair enough.
What, you sing? Or is it instrumental?
I sing, yeah. And I've kind of noticed with all these projects with Amelia where there are singers, I feel like they have an interesting similar timbre among people. So there was Polyester here. And then next I want to play you a deep cut from a side project of Amelia's, which is Fimo, which she did with Mo Zass. And I just think between Mo and Polyester and Maddie von Staden, Madison, all of the lyricists and vocalists that Amelia works with, I just think there's a bit of a similarity, which is kind of interesting. So I want to play you Sugar Soap now from True Love Fades, which is a cassette that they dropped that I just listened to on repeat about 5 years ago and I love. So let's hear it.
You and me got matching signs, Libra.
What a beautiful voice.
Yeah, good old Mo.
Comes from good stock.
Oh.
Don McGlashan's child, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
No longer a child.
No, no. But instead, a cool adult musician.
Right. And doing the vocals for Emma Amelia.
For Fimo, actually.
For Fimo, okay,
this
right.
This is the side project.
Righto. So Emma Amelia is your demo god for next week, and she's got a new record out, which has had a lot of your play on BFM.
Absolutely, Joy of Living.
But shall we...
Yeah, I kind of want to play you another slightly older cut. This is the first Emma Amelia song I'll play you out of the out of the show. I think I got the timing a bit wrong, but we should play this. This is off Emma Amelia's second album, Banana Amelia, which won it won Best Electronic Artist at the 2024 AMAs. And this is Say Chic.
Say Chic.
And I just think this is such a cool album. Amelia is a genius producer. I just want to say that everything that she puts out is just mixed and made, like, that side of it, the sonics of it, is incredible. Looking back at her history, she was flatmates with Ruben Winter, Totems, rest in peace. One of the coolest, like, another person who just can't put out something that doesn't sound just so, like above professional. While also just being like cool and quirky. But this one as well, Banana Amelia, before we play it, the album, this is another really interesting thing, has been archived and now has been turned into an archive that you can go into.
At the National Library.
At the National Library, and you can look at all the stems and you can look at all the settings in Ableton that Amelia used for this album. And there's all these track breakdowns, and also the stems are in the public domain, so you can remix this album. The first artist they did this with, this is the National Library, they did it with Disaster Radio, or Eyeliner, by one of Luke's projects. And it's just such a nice way to approach music. It's very egalitarian. It's very for the people. So I want to remind people that that exists. You can remix and you can look for inspiration and how to actually make electronic music with this initiative. So, yeah, this is Say Chic.
Okay, thank you very much. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
I'll see you next Saturday.
I'll see you too. With the song that me and Amelia made.
That's it.
95BFM, Stay Chic from Emma Melia. Thank you very much, Finn. Finn's doing something in the office somewhere. Not entirely sure what.